Okay, so Gimel Aleph, the Gemara around 10 lines down or so, Gemara says Ve'emer Rosh Hashanah Iyar. We've been talking about when the year begins in terms of counting for the kings. The Gemara told us the answer: we really count from Nisan. The Gemara wants to know that maybe it's really Rosh Hashanah's Iyar. That's when we start the new year for the king. So Gemara says Lo Sa'akadaitach. You never have such a havmina to think that Iyar is the Rosh Hashanah. Dechsiv, because the pasuk tells us, "Vayhi bechodesh harishon b'shana hashenis be'echad lechodesh hu kam hamishkan." So the pasuk says it was in the month of the first year. Sorry, the first month of the second year, the first day of the month that the Mishkan went up. So talking the second month, the Mishkan went up, and then it says, and the second month is in regards to that's Iyar. Then ksiv, then it's written, Vayhi b'shana ha'shenis, b'chodesh ha'sheni, na'le ha'anan me'al mishkan ha'edus. And then it says, so sorry, the first pasuk, Vayhi b'chodesh rishon, referring to the first month of the year, that's referring to Nisan. So in Nisan, the mishkan went up. And then it says, in that very same year, b'shana ha'shenis, in the second year, in the second month, which is Iyar, the anan went on top of the mishkan. So we're talking about Nisan and Iyar. Midikoy b'nisan, v'kari le'shan ha'shenis. First, we're talking about Chodesh Nisan putting up the Mishkan, and that's referring to the second year. Then the Koy B'Iyar, V'Kar Le'Shana Shenis, and it calls it Iyar, and yet still calls it the middle of the second year. It doesn't change the years over. Michlal Rosh Hashanah Lav Iyarhu tells us that Rosh Hashanah is not Iyar, because otherwise it would have been the third year when the Anan Yaakov went on. So we see Iyar is not this change of the month.
Wow.
Gimel and Aleph, the middle of the daf.
I'm sorry.
We're trying to figure out Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah is for the kings, when the kings start the new year. So we're around a little less than halfway down the word Ve'emer Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Sivan, we did Iyar already, now we're up to Sivan. So Gemara says maybe really the new year begins with the month of Sivan. Ve'em Rosh Hashanah Sivan. The Gemara says this too, Lo Sa'akadaitach, you would never have thought that Sivan is the new month. Dechsiv b'chodesh ha'shlishi latzeis b'nei Yisrael. The third month when b'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Eretz Mitzrayim, the third month is Sivan. V'im Isa b'chodesh ha'shlishi, if the third month was the the new year, it should have said Bechodesh Hashlishi B'Shana Hashenish Latzeis V'Gomer Mibaylei. It should have told us the third month of leaving Mitzrayim, which was the second year. The fact that it never told us it's a new year, the new year's changed, simply it's the third month that they left Mitzrayim, so it tells us that the Sivan is not a Rosh Hashanah. Sivan is not the new year. So Gemara says, okay, so that knocks out Sivan. So Iyar and Sivan are both not the new years. Ema Tammuz, Veima other. What about all the other months of the year? How do we know the other months of the year are not the beginning of the new count for the kings? Of course, you're right. Those are all good questions. We don't have any of the sources for those. Rather, I'm going to tell you a different reason how we know. Ela Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mihacha. From the following pasuk, we're going to learn that.
What do you mean, Oshana Amlachim?
Do you do yesterday's daf?
No.
Oh. So if you use yesterday's daf, we're figuring out when you start the new year for the kings.
I forgot to buy
right.
This.
Okay. All right, so I can't backtrack the whole way, but basically the king's year, when do you start their year of reign? How long have they been king for? So Nisan is the new year, even though they started in the beginning of Adar, and Nisan comes, that was the completion of their first year. Even though there's only a month, Nisan begins the new year for the kings. So says the Gemara, El Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mihacha, from here. Vayechal livnos b'chodesh hasheni, b'sheni b'shnas arba l'malchuso. So this pasuk is referring to Shlomo HaMelech, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash 440 years after entering Eretz Yisrael. So again, the pasuk says Vayechal livnos, he began building, b'chodesh hasheni, b'sheni, double lashon, in the second month, in the second, whatever that means, Bishnas Arba al-Malchusa, the fourth year of his reign. So my Sheni, what do you mean Sheni? It says, B'chodesh HaSheni B'Sheni. What's the double Lashon Sheni B'Sheni? So Gemara says, Lav Sheni Liarech, Shemonim Bo L'Malchuso. It must be the second of the month of his reign. We said the fourth year, again, the end of the pasuk says, B'shan Shnas Arba L'Malchuso, the fourth year, and the second month from the beginning of his reign. That's what the second sheni means. The first sheni means the second of the month, Nisan Iyar, Iyar. We count it in terms of the new months. And it says second a second time because it's the second month of the beginning of his year as a king.
But it says Mishnat Arba.
There's the fourth year he's the king. It's the second month of the fourth year.
Chodesh Hasheni, Basheni, Mishnat Arba.
Right.
Say it again.
So you'd say Sheni twice.
Yes.
Chodesh Hasheni, the second month of the way the world counted, Nisan Iyar.
Yeah.
Now, it says Sheni a second time because it's the second month of beginning his fourth year. When does his fourth year begin? This is beginning January, this is beginning Tishrei. So his king, his reign, each year, each Nisan, for his kingdom, his reign, his Malchus, begins each Nisan, it starts over again. So it's the second month of the new year for him. That must be what the second word Sheni is doing in the Pasuk here. The Gemara says, Maskivla Ravina. Maybe it refers to the second of the month. It's Beis Iyar. Maybe it doesn't mean the second month. Iyar is the second month of his king. This, which day of the month that's it's referring to? Not who says which month we're talking about. Which day in the month are we referring to? So it says in Gemara, Im Kain, Sheni Bachodesh Behedya Havaksibbe. It would have said the second of the month. Sheni Bachodesh. This says Bachodesh Hasheni Basheni. It doesn't say Sheni Bachodesh. As we find other psukim that tell us the second of the month, it says Sheni Bachodesh, Shlishi Bachodesh. It does not say Sheni Bachodesh. It says Sheni after it mentions the word Chodesh. So it can't be referring to which day of the month. V'od, furthermore, it can't be referring to which day of the month. Makish Sheni Basra, the Sheni Kama. There's a hekish of the Sheni appears twice in the pasuk.
Well,
so,
you know, I skipped them.
I'm sorry, okay. Vayimi B'Sheni B'Shabbos, who? Shabbos, maybe referring to the second day of the week. It's Monday. Never, ever do we find that the pasuk refers to which day of the week. So not, we can't suddenly find how we hear in Sefer Melachim, we suddenly see, this actually Sefer Devayamim, suddenly we have a mention of which day of the week. Never, ever do we find the day of the week mentioned in the Torah. So this is not going to be the first place. So before you go further, you look down on Tosfos. Dibur Maschil Sheni B'Shabbos, right before the lines get wide, Tosfos says Sheni B'Shabbos Lo Ashchein. Never do we find a day of the week mentioned. We find the Bris Olam, the second day of the creation. We do find the days of the week are mentioned. Says Tosfos Mifarish B'Yishalmi Ein Lemeid Mibrias Shel Olam. We don't learn from the creation of the world. Why? Kolomer Delav Ashabbos Kai. When we say the second day of creation, we're not referring to the second day of the week. We're not mentioning the fourth day of the week. We're mentioning this is the second day of creation. That's not in terms of timing, in terms of counting. It's second day of an event, but not second day of a week. It's not really an issue of counting. And so it's for that reason, we really do not find any place where the days of the week are mentioned. Svas Emes asks, well, we have a pasuk in Mishalach that says, "Vayihi b'yom haShishi laktu lechem mishna." When referring to collecting man, they collected double portion by yom haShishi on the sixth day of the week. So we see there that we do mention which day of the week. So I think it's just talking. I don't think he gives an answer there. Okay.
But you have to say that happened on yom shishi. Because the whole point was that it wasn't going to happen on Shabbos. You got a double on Shabbos.
Yeah, but they did mention the day of the week.
You could have said Erev Shabbos.
And here we said that
right. It
wasn't.
Right.
Sure, but it wasn't saying, well, on the sixth day of the week in the eighth, in the third year after they left Mitzrayim or something like that. It was.
Right. But still, the Gemara doesn't.
A week.
But the Gemara still said, this still does mention a day of the week, because the Gemara says it never mentions a day of the week. So. You're right, it's not talking about counting in Zmanim, right. It's... Yeah.
It's not trying to identify that Shabbos or that
right. First
time the month came.
Right. Right, exactly, that's the point. It's just saying all Fridays, right. It mentions Shabbos also in the Torah. It mentions Shabbos. It doesn't say the seventh of the week. I guess it says Yom HaShvi. No, it doesn't say Yom HaShvi. It just says by the Pesach Yom HaShvi. Okay. going back to the Gemara now, the Gemara says, okay, so therefore the word Sheni can be referring to which day of the week, because we never do we find, other than the question of Sfas Emes, never else do we, never anywhere else do we find that the day of the week is mentioned.
Maybe we'll never, Monday is never mentioned. Maybe Yom Sheni is never mentioned in the Mikra. But you see, Friday it is, Shabbos is. So what left? Yom Rishon is. Lechad Lachodesh.
Lechad Lachodesh.
No, in Pesach something.
That's only by that. That's the first of the month, not the first of the week. But the truth of what you're saying is pretty meduyak in the Gemara. Look what the Gemara says. Again, read that. Chada de lo ashchein sheni b'shabbos dechsev. We never find that sheni is ever mentioned.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very good. Had it been referring to the sixth of the month, so then we could have said, oh, no, there's a pasuk that says sixth of the month, but never do we find that the second of the month, sorry, sixth of the week. Never do we find the second of the week mentioned. All right, very good. David starts his Sefer in Chidushim. It's called the Chidushim Reb David.
This is my once year, that's it. Until next year.
The Chidushim Reb David.
I'm starting which year, though? when do you start the year? Is this the first day of that year?
The ode. Moreover, we know it can't be referring to the day of the week because Makasheni Basra de Lasheni Kama. Because the word mentioned, the pasuk mentions the word Sheni twice. So there's a hekesh between the two mentions of Sheni. Ma Sheni Kama Chov. That's just like the first mention of Sheni. It's clearly referring to the month, not the day of the week. Because it's Chovdesh. Where's the pasuk again? The Chovdesh Hasheni. Basheni. B'chodesh Hasheni, the first mention, is referring to Iyar as the second month of the year starting from Nisan. Not the Malchus, but just as we count years of the months, months always begin from Nisan. So just like Sheni is referring to the day of the month, that which month it is, so to the second mention of Sheni, also through that Hekesh of the same pasuk, they're next to each other, it also must be referring to which month of the year. But which year are we referring to? So clearly it can't be referring to the day of the month, it must be referring to the day of the year. So again, the Gemara says, "Ma kisheni basa l'sheni kama, ma sheni kama l'chodesh, av sheni basa l'chodesh." Must be referring to which month of the year it is, and it must be going based on the beginning of the Malchus. That's how the Gemara concludes. Now the Gemara says, "Tani kavasei the Rabbi Yochanan." There's a brayso that supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin chein monin lahem lachem el misin. How do we know? We only count the months of the year, the years for kings. We always start the new year from Nisan. How do we know this? Rabbi Yochanan was yesterday's daf, right? He was the opinion who said that whole long drasha. I think that was yesterday's daf. So we see a lot of psukim that we learned yesterday and a little bit today. It just very quickly. Gemara, the Bryce is not going to explain anything. It just quotes psukim. So I'm going to read through it pretty quickly. Says the Gemara, what's this brisa? Minayin she'ein monin lahem l'mlachem ela minisan. How do I know we only count the new year of the king from Nisan? She'ne'mar v'ayhi b'shmonim shana v'arba mei shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael mei'etz Mitzrayim. That it was 480 years after they left Mitzrayim. U'ksiv v'ayal aron ha'koin el ha'ar ho'on. U'ksiv v'ayhi b'arbam shana b'ashay yasa chodesh. U'ksiv v'achay ha'kos ha'sichon v'gomer. V'omer v'yishma ha'knani v'gomer. V'omer v'ayiru kol ha'idah v'ki gaba aron. V'omer v'ayhi b'chodesh ha'rishon b'shana ha'shenis v'gomer. V'omer v'ayhi b'shana ha'shenis. All these psukim from yesterday's daf carrying into today's daf is all should sound familiar. That this was just all the psukim that Rabbi Yochanan himself gathered together was in the first brisa that learned the same reason. How do we know that it's based on Nisan? Okay. Says the Gemara now. Amar of Chisiv. Chisiv says all this is true. Lo shanu ela l'malchei Yisrael. Beginning the year for the king begins from the Chodesh Nisan, only applies to Malchei Yisrael, to the kings of Yisrael.
Do you speak to Ricky?
Not in a few days, no.
Did I
say? I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Aval Malchei Umas HaOlam, when it comes to counting the years for the kings of the rest of the world, Mitishrei Minyanan. We count from Tishrei, not from Nisan. And Gemara's about to bring a pasuk. Now, before we bring the source for this, what's the difference? Why does Klal Yisrael start from Nisan and Umos Olam start from Tishrei? So, come on, all the Mefarshim sleep differently from each other, but the basic same idea is that because Klal Yisrael, we were created with Nisan. That made us into a nation. So, we start our count from Nisan. The rest of the world, they became special when they were created in this world, from Tishrei. Tishrei, the world was created. That's where they count from Tishrei. Klai Yisrael was created in Nisan. In fact, the Netziv writes, the Netziv in his Hamak Davar, in his parish on the Chumash, he has a hakdama to each of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. And in each of them, he discusses, and Chazal give each of the Svarim a special name. So, for example, Bereishis is called Sefer Yetzira, and Vayikra is called Taras Kohanim, and Bamidbar is called Sefer Pekudim, and Dvarim is called Mishnah Torah. He explains why each of these Svarim have a unique, different, special nickname to them. Comes to Sefer Shemos, Sefer Shemos has no nickname. So he says, what's Pshat? Because Sefer Shemos is really a continuation of Sefer Bereishis. How? Sefer Bereishis is about the creation of the world, and Shemos is the creation of a nation. It's all the same thing. The world is created as a larger scale, and then Nisan is Shemos so by creating. Bereishit is Sefer Yetzira.
So Bereishit and Shemot.
They go together, he explains. Yeah. So that being the case, because we were created in Shemos, Sefer Shemos, all but our creation, which happened in Nisan, that's where we came from Nisan. The rest of the world was created. The Netziv. Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, in Berlin. I think it was the 1800s, I think, right? Yeah.
So you consider it to be Acharon?
Yeah. Anything after the 15th century is Acharon, yeah. Even during the 15th century itself, the Beis Yosef, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he was like a quasi, he was like the last Rishon in the beginning of the Acharon, he was that time period. Okay. So says the Gemara now.
So you consider Acharon too?
No. You have to be of caliber. I mean, you can't be a Rishon anymore. You can only be an Achron if you reach that level. But just because you live in that time period doesn't make a person an Achron. Just because you live during Rashi's time doesn't make you a Rishon. You could be that time, but you have to be someone of great stature to be like that. Okay. Says the Gemara again. So Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Chissa rather said there's a distinction. That's only by Malchi Yisrael, but Malchi Umos Olam go from Tishrei. How do we know that Malchei Umos Olam count from Tishrei? Shenemar, we're going to go through a lot of psukim now. Unfortunately, I don't know the background of these psukim and the context of psukim that much. We're going to do the best. So the pasuk says, Shenemar, we're four lines from the bottom. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Divrei Nechemia ben Chachlia, I hope to pronounce all these words, Chachalia, he bechovdesh kislev shnas esrim. So Nechemia, Ezra Nechemia, we heard of. So Nechemia, it was by in the... he was in Kislev during the 20th year. Vigomer. Uksiv, and then it's written. He was in Nisan still during the 20th year of this king, Artachshasta. First, we're talking about an event that happened in Kislev, and it's during the 20th year. And then the next event, the Kai B'Nisan, happens in Nisan, and yet still Karlei B'Shnas Esrim, the year doesn't change over. Michlal the Rosh Hashanah La Nisan Hu tells me that the years do not go by Nisan, because otherwise it would have said the second pasuk was during the 21st year. It still says the 20th year, so we see that the Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan. It must be something else. We don't know what it is, but it must be not. It can't be Nisan. So the Gemara says. Before we get to that, look at the Baam Tosfos. Baam Tosfos tells us, Mechlal de Nisan la Rosh Hashanah. So we conclude from here, Nisan is not the new year, otherwise we would have said the 21st year. Says Tosfos, V'afal pi sheyesh kama chadashim bein Nisan l'Tishrei. There's so many other months during Nisan Tishrei. Why are we concluding from here it must be Tishrei? Maybe it's going to be Av, or it's going to be Tammuz. Sheyesh lomar sheim Rosh Hashanah. Could have been any other month between Nisan and Tishrei. Mikol makom hol de'afiksim Nisan. Son, once we establish Nisan is not the month of the new year, must be at Okmeyat Tishrei. We jump to the next most plausible day, which is going to be Nisan, the Ashken have a Rosh Hashanah l'kama dvarim l'shemitah l'yovelos, because Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for many other instances, for Shemitah and for Yovel, like the first mission Rosh Hashanah tells us. Why would Ab ever be a Rosh Hashanah? Why would Tammuz ever be Rosh Hashanah? It's never Rosh Hashanah. So once we establish it's not Nisan, the most logical place to put it is going to be Tishrei. So there's no really conclusive way that's Tishrei. We just prove from here it cannot be Nisan, and Mimele we assume it must be Tishrei. So Gemara says, wait a second. How do you know that these two events are referring to non-Jewish kings? Last line of the daf. Bishlama dehayach mefarish la'arach tachshta. We understand that the second pasuk is referring to Artachshasta, who was a non-Jewish king. So that's why Nisan didn't start a new year. Ela hai mimai, the first pasuk, dilarash tachshtam dilma, hai nor gong based on this king's count, Dilma the Minyan Achrina. Maybe there's some other count we're working with. It only makes sense if you're talking about the same count, of course. I can't start talking about David's count of year and then start talking about Shlomo's count of year. It could be two different kings, two different people, two different events. How do you know we're referring to the same count that it still stayed during the 20th year and didn't change over during Nisan for the 21st year? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Shnas Esrim L'Gzeira Shava. We have a Gzeira Shava. The same word appear, or same phrase appears in these two places to teach them referring to the same events. Mahasam Lartach Shasta, just like over there, the second mention of Shnas Esrim is referring to an event of Artach Shasta. Avhacha, so to hear, through the Gzeira Shava, we're referring to Lartach Shasta. Even though it doesn't mention it, Shnas Esrim, the Gzeira Shava, tells me it's also referring to his count, and we see that stays the same count, and it stays during the 20 years, even though Nisan passed, we don't change the year over, because during Malchi Umas Olam go based on Tishrei, not based on Nisan. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, how do you know the events happen in that order? Mimai demaisa de Kislev kodem. How do you know the event of Kislev happened first, and then the events of Nisan happened afterwards, and we didn't see a changeover? Duma maisa de Nisan kodem. Maybe the events of Nisan happened first, and then later the events of Kislev happened. That's why it didn't change over. And when Nisan comes around again after Kislev, it will in Achanami change to the new year. Says the Gemara, Lo Saka Daitach, you never would have thought that the events of Kislev happened after the events of Nisan. Why? The Tani, the Brisa tells us, Dvarim Shamar Hanani L'Nechemya, B'Kislev, the events, that the word of Hanani, who came from Yerushalayim, Rashi tells us, told Nechemya, B'Kislev, during Kislev, Omram Nechemya took those words, L'Melech, took them to the king of Aratach Shasta, and told him V'Nisan. Okay? So that's how we know. The events of the first pasuk is referring to, the Gemara is going to elaborate in just a moment, the first event is referring to Hanani telling Nechemya certain events, that was to be told in Kislev. And these are repeated over to the king in Nisan. That's how we know Kislev came first. Shenemar, so I guess I skipped a line. Dvarim Shomer Nechanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev, the words that Hanani told the Nechemya in Kislev, Shenemar, Divrei Nechemya Ben Chachaleha, Vayihi B'Chodesh Kislev, it was during the month of Kislev, Shnas Esrim, the 20th year, Vani Hayisi B'Shushan Abira, says Hanani, I was in Shushan Abira during the times of Achashverosh. Vayavo Hanani Echad Me'achi, who, and Hanani, one of my brothers, came, Vanashim Yehuda, one of the men of Yehuda from Eretz Yisrael, Vashalim al HaYehudim, and I asked him about the Jews that were there. Hefleta, he escaped. Asher Nisharu, he was leftovers from Yerushalayim and Ashevi, from those who were captured. Val Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was also captured. Vayomu li HaNisharim, the ones left over, said to me, Asher Nisharu and Ashevi, those who were remaining in captivity, Sham b'Medina b'Rog Gedolah, in very bad state. And the walls of the Yerushalayim are breached. And the gates are up in fire. So that all happened in Kislev. All the words reported back to Nechemya. Then, Amram Nechemya L'Melech B'Nisan, Nechemya reports back to the king a few months later in Nisan. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayihi B'Chodesh Nisan, it was during the month of Nisan, Shnas Esrim, during the 20th year of Atach Shasta. HaMelech, Yain the fun of, there's wine in front of him. The SS Ayain, he lifted up the wine, Vetna Lamelch, he gives it to the king. La Isi Ra the fun of, and there's nothing bad in front of him. So I think in general he wasn't so upset, but I think now he looked bad. Usually he wasn't upset. Vyomli Amelch, Lamelch says to me, Nechem is talking, Madu Panecharam, why do you look so upset today? Says the king. Vatain Chachola. So you're not sick. It's something emotionally that's really affecting. What's wrong? Vira Harba. What I see, Avaharbe Ma'od, I see a lot that you want to. The Omer El Melech says to the king, Hamelech Liolam Yichye, the king shall always live. Madua lo Yaru Pnei Asher Ha'ir Beis Kvaros. So he explains that the city of Yerushalayim is all up, it's a cemetery, It's all up in flames. Vayomer li Amelch, Amelch says to me, Amaze atam mevakish, what would you like to ask? What are you requesting? Vaspala elokei Hashemayim, and al daven tashem. Vayomer li Amelch, he says to the king, Eim al Melch tov, if it's good in the eyes of the king. Vim yetiv avdecha lefanecha, asher tishlechenu el Yehuda, el ir kvar, send me to Kvaros Avosai, send me to my place of Yishlaim, to the cemetery of my forefathers. Vav nana, I want to rebuild it. Vayomer li, the Melch, Melch says to me, Vashagel Yosheves. His queen was sitting next to him. Ad masa yem malecha, and how long is it going to take you? Umasai tasha, when are you going to return back? Vayitiv lefnei amelech vayishachinu ve'etne lozmane. The king was happy and he said, I'll send you off. Fine. So these are the events, what went on. Eventually, Nehemiah was, we see based on these psukim, that happened, the first event happened in Kislev, the second event reporting back to the king happened in Nisan, and the year didn't change from Shnas Esrim, it maintained as Shnas Esrim. Therefore, we see Nisan is not the new year for the king's Malchai Umos Olam. It happened to be a fascinating story. There's probably a lot going on here. I wish I knew more about the background. Who was the queen? Who Esther's involved here?
There's a huge write-up about those kings
and all the chronology. So, Nachashverosh, Dayavish, Esther. Again, I wish I spent time. You know, I'm trying to go through myself, a Seder and Tanakh. Hopefully I'll get to Ezra Nehemiah at some point soon, and I'll appreciate it a little bit better. Okay. Says the Gemara now. The Gemara asks, Masev Rav Yosef. Well, we're going to be a short, it's 6:30 on my watch again. I tried shaking this morning like you guys told me to. I shook it, and it's still 15 minutes behind. Okay, it's 6:30 already. Okay. So, I think it's only 6:15. So, Gemara. Right, I had my watch at 6:15. I'm like, wow, we were really going to go quick today. So Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, or asks, V'yom Esrim V'arba L'chodesh B'shishi, the 24th of the month, the 6th month, B'shnash Shtaim L'dayavish, the 2nd year of the Dayavish's Malchus, Uksiv, then the Pasuk says, B'shvi B'esrim V'echa L'chodesh, during the 7th year of the 21st of the month. The Gemara says, no, wait a second, but Shvi is referring to, no, sorry, the 7th month during the 21st of the 7th month. So again, referring to, I'm not sure the events, first referring to the 6th month. 6th month is, let's say, counting from Nisan, we Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul. And the 7th month is going to be Tishrei. So now it says, Siv, B'Shvi, the 7th month, which is now Tishrei, and whatever event he's talking about. Now, Im Isav, it's true that for Malchai Umos Ha'olam, which Dayavish was one of them, says the Gemara, Bishvi Bishnas Gimel Mibayle, the 7th month, which is Tishrei, if Tishrei is the beginning of the new year for Malchai Umos Ha'olam, it should also say it's the new year, it's the 3rd year of Dayavish's reign. Why doesn't it say that? It seems to say that Tishrei is not the beginning of the new year for the kings of the world. Some Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo says, Koresh Melch Kosher Haya. Koresh was a good king. Maybe he wasn't Jewish, but he's a good king. Lefikach Manulo Kimalchi Yisrael. Therefore, he was Zocha to have his Malchus counted based on the Jewish calendar, kingdom. So Rashi explains, look at Rashi, Koresh Melch Kosher Haya. This is four, one to five narrow lines down in Rashi. Koresh Melch Kosher Haya. Kolomar, in other words, Al Shem Shaya Kosher Kuro Koresh. That was his namesake. A slightly different order of the letters, but Koresh from Lashon Kosher. Vishmo Meid Olav, and his name testifies that his Yashus. Lefikach Manulo Kemalchi Yisrael. And for that reason, he was Zocha to be counting his years based on Nisan, like Malchi Yisrael, not Malchi Umo Solom. Ask the Gemara further now. Maskevla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks this time, Chada, I have one question for you. Dim Kain Kasha Kray Hadade. I have other psukim which seem to contradict what we just stated, that Koresh was a kosher. The Pasuk says, so I'm going to need a lot of help here on this one. This is probably a Pasuk in Daniel. It looks like Aramaic here.
Ezra,
okay, fine. Also some Aramaic there. Let's at least get some of these words pronounced right here. Vishetzi Baisa Dina Ad Yom Tlosa Lirach Adar Di Hishnas Sheis Lamachus Dayavish Malka. So the completion of the building of this house on the third of the month, which was Adar, during the sixth year of Dayavish. Okay. The Tani, the Brisa says, but also Zman Lashon Haba, that very time, the next year, Allah Ezra mi Bavel v'galusa imo, Ezra left Bavel with the rest of the exile, leaving Bavel, returning back to Eretz Yisrael. Uksiven, it's written, Vayavo Yushlaim, and Ezra came to Yushlaim, Bechodesh HaChamishi, the fifth of the month, which was Av, Hishnas HaShvish Lamech, and it was the seventh year of the king. Vim Isa, if it's true, if the Yavish was really a good king, it should say Shnas Shminis Mibale, should have said the eighth year. So basically, Psukim, again, I'm not following all these Psukim here, but basically, Psukim, what should come out is that the should be the eighth year if we were really following Nisan, if he was really a Melch Kashaya. Sounds like we don't follow Nisan for Dayavish, we're following Tishrei. The Gemara says, oh, and moreover, another question, Mi Dame Hasam Karish Hacha Dayavish. Furthermore, the Psukim we were talking about before is talking about Dayavish. And then suddenly Gemara says, or Bebo says, oh, it's talking about Koresh. Koresh is different than Dayavish. How can you say Koresh is Melech Kashaya if the Pesukim are talking about Dayavish, a different king? So a lot of strange things are going on here.
A lot.
A lot, right? So the Gemara says...
Well, the language is strange.
Right. And these are challenging. It's much harder, of course, if you don't know the Pesukim of Tanakh. If you knew the stories of Tanakh, this would be clear, probably. Very clear. We don't. So the Gemara says, Tana, who Koresh... Who Dayavish, who Artach Shasta. He was all the same person. He had different names, different personalities, all the same person. So that's not a problem. So what's the different names for? Koresh Shemelech Kashaya. He was called Koresh because he was a good king. Artach Shasta Shem Malchuso, because that's actually the name of his Malchus. It was called that. That was the Artach Shasta kingdom.
Like Paro.
Like Paro, right, exactly. Umashma, what was his name?
Sorry.
His real name is Dayavish, was his real name, Shemo. So we see that's also Mikol Makom Kasha. Okay, so now we've established you got rid of one of the problems of Dayavish and Koresh being the same person. Mikol Makom Kasha, we still have a Sira because one place we find that we're counting his years based on Tishrei, sounds like Malchi Umas Olam, and another Pasuk sounds like we're counting his months based on Nisan, categorizes him as a Melech Kasher Haya. So Gemara says that's not a problem because Amar Reb Yitzchak Lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Shechmitz, Kan Acha Shechmitz. Dayavish didn't always stay good. One was before he went sour, before he was not so kasha anymore, and one was afterwards. So before he became a rasha, when he was a melech kasha haya, when he let Ezra leave, so then he was considered melech kasha, he counted based on Nisan. But then once he hichwitz, when he went bad and he became a rasha, then he started being considered a malchei umas olam and went based on the Tishrei count. Let's see. Should we stop here, or... Yeah, maybe we'll stop here. It seems like this conversation goes well. It is early, though. 6:37. All right, should we go? Let's go for it. It's early. All right, we'll go a little bit more. So the Gemara asks, Amaskila Rav Kana. Kana asks the following question. Mi Hichmitz, did Dayavish or Koresh or whatever you want to call him, did he really become a rush? Is that really true? Vaksiv, don't we have the following pasuk? That Dayavish apparently sent a letter in the hands of Ezra to the kings of Yehuda, as follows: Uma Choshchan, Uvne Sorin, V'dichrin, V'imrin, La'alavin, Le'ela Shemaya, Chantin, Melech Chamar, Meshach, Kimamar, Kana, Divishlam, Leve Misyaiv, Lahom, Yom, Yom, Di Lo Shalu. So these are Aramaic for. Talking about different cattle and goats and sheep and wheat and oil and wine to bring as karbanos to Hashem, just like the Kohanim would say in Yerushalayim. So he's basically donating, it seems like donating all these different products to the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds like he wanted to be mechazik to be in the Beis HaMikdash. He sounded like a melech kasher. Even after Ezra left, he still seemed kasher. Answers the Gemara, Amar Lei Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak responds, Rabbi Mitunach. The opposite is true. Di leheven mehakraven nechochen leela shemaya metalayin lechayim malkav nahi. He only did this with the intention that you should daven on behalf of me. He didn't do this because he really cared. He was being very selfish. He wanted to do it that they should daven for him, for his own personal hana. And for that reason, that tells us he wasn't doing it. He wasn't a melech kasher anymore. Gemara challenges Rabbi Yitzchak now and says, "In man David Hachi, lai mal yahi." Someone who does this is not considered a good king. Okay, he's a little bit selfish, but wasn't like so bad. We have a concept of Hatanya Haomer Selazulit Staka Bishvil Sheyichu Banai Ubishvil Sheezke Balachai Holm Haba. I raise it so the Gemara. Person, I'm going to give Staka for one reason, so I get Olm Haba, or that my son should be protected, my children should live, they should become healthy. Is that so bad? The Pasuk of the Brayer says it's Sadek Gamor. He didn't do anything different than that. He gave a lot of donations of tzedakah to the Beis Hamikdash that he and his children should be live a long life and healthy. Gemara says Lo Kasher. That's not a problem. That's not a seer because Kan be Yisrael, Kan be Ovdei Chachamim. When it comes to Yid, so his kavan is always Libo L'Shamayim, and let's see, does Rashi explain this? Right, look at Rashi. Rashi explains Kan be Yisrael. There's the last words in the Y lines, going to the narrow lines. Shalibo l'shemaim. Yid's heart is always l'shemaim. And he, let's say he does this. He gives tzedakah that only good should happen. V'im, after the fact, marin lo b'chayev. And after, let's say, he experiences Yisurim, Rachman l'tzalan. Eino kori lo cheger, teger. He doesn't start a fight. Doesn't get upset. Elatola Yisurim b'avona. Must have been, I sinned. I was really worthy of these Yisurim. So he's always had libo l'shemayim, even though he may have said that when he gave the tzedakah. If a guy, he gives a tzedakah for only good should happen, and bad things happen to him, he's like, oh, this guy, this Yiddish guy, the Judaism, it's worthless, means nothing. He's going to go against everything. His libo is not l'shemayim. That's why it only works for a yid whose libo is always l'shemayim, but not for a guy. And that's why he wasn't considered a good thing what he did. Okay, I guess maybe he will stop. Pick up tomorrow.